presidential race is getting closer, or maybe not, depending on which poll you believe. Several new polls released this week show the so-called bounce that President Bush received from the Republican convention was just a temporary lift, and the contest is once again too close to call. But a separate survey by the venerable Gallup poll shows the president widening his lead over Democrat John Kerry. The mixed signals come during a week in which Mr. Kerry sharpened his attacks on the president, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
National popularity polls are actually less important in this race than how the candidates fare in a relatively small number of closely contested states. John Kerry spent the early part of the week in the Midwestern battlegrounds of Ohio, Wisconsin, and Michigan. He ended the week in the Southwest, which he hopes will be an emerging Democratic frontier. Kerry accuses Mr. Bush of ignoring his own intelligence establishment's grim report on the war and covering up the truth about what's happening.
On August 23rd, President Bush said, "We're making progress on the ground." On September 9th, President Bush said, "We're making progress there." And just a few days ago, to the military, assembled military people of our country, George Bush said, "Our strategy is succeeding." Ladies and gentlemen, with all due respect to the president, has he turned on the evening news lately? Does he read the newspapers? Does he really know what's happening? Is he talking about the same war that the rest of us are talking about?
Kerry also accused the administration of not minding the store amid charges that Vice President Cheney's old company, Halliburton, had overbilled the government for supplying troops in Iraq. The Halliburton attack is part of a sharp new theme from the Kerry campaign, that the administration takes care of its friends first and everybody else later.
I believe we need a president of the United States who's going to stand up and fight for and choose the middle class in America and fight for the average worker of this country.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson listened to Kerry's speech, then asked the crowd to look at how many news photographers were ranged behind them.
And the reason I want you to look at those cameras is ask yourself, why are they here? And they are here because our state may decide the next president of the United States.
4 years ago, Al Gore won New Mexico by just 366 votes. Kerry wants to hold that state and its five electoral votes and possibly add neighboring Colorado. Registered Republicans outnumbered Democrats in the state 6-5, but Kerry has kept the polls close in Colorado thanks to a big lead with independents. Kerry pollster Tom Kiley points to a new Rocky Mountain News survey that shows the race in Colorado essentially tied.
There really are more swing voters there than in a lot of the battlegrounds. And we think it presents a real opportunity for us. As you know, we've done a lot of advertising there and focused a lot of activity there over the last 3 months or so. And it does seem to be a close race.
Both Senator Kerry and President Bush campaigned in Colorado this week. Yesterday, President Bush was back in Washington at a fundraiser, saying once again that Kerry has taken 7 or 8 different positions on Iraq. The president defended his own decision to lead the country into war.
Despite ongoing acts of violence in Iraq, that country has a strong prime minister, they've got a national council, and they are going to have elections in January of 2005. The world is becoming a better place because freedom is on the march.
Of the more than 1,000 American troops who died in Iraq, nearly 700 have died since Saddam Hussein was captured last December. Kerry campaign spokesman Joe Lockhart said yesterday the U.S. has to be strong in the war on terror, but also has to be smart. He says that's a theme that Kerry will emphasize in the coming week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Denver.